We're in the middle of the Maamar, and we're speaking about the contrast between light and the name. Now, when we say the name, as we're explaining it now, is really the name is very connected to the essence of that which carries the name. So we're speaking about the difference basically between light and essence. An essence is usually found or more easily accessible where there isn't light. Where there isn't light, there's nothing but essence. As opposed to where there is light, so we get distracted by the light and we don't notice the essence. So that's why, for example, we specifically see the essence of a yid in a simple yid that doesn't have light, doesn't have chachma, and doesn't have necessarily the most refined midas. Or sometimes we see essence where the yid is challenged, where there isn't light in dark times. That's when we can see, so then what is the person? We see the essence. And that's generally the case. The essence is found specifically where there's no light. Now, not to say that there isn't essence where there's light, but again, we get distracted by the light. And this is true about everything. It's true about food, it's true about all of our gashmiyistik needs, that there's the essence of whatever it is. Let's say food gives us what we need and nourishes us. And then there's the taste and the look and the smell and the shape. All of that is giloyim or oyer. And they're very attractive. And again, they distract us. And sometimes we get very caught up with that and we forget what the essence of something is. The mun, for example, was nothing but what it did for the person. It was just nourishing. And again, as we know, they didn't like the mun for that reason, because we enjoy all of the oyer and we don't necessarily have an appreciation for essence. And that's true again about everything. A house is exactly what it is. It's a place for boarding, for living, to have a roof over one's head. But as we all know, we get very distracted by how the house looks and all of those type of things. A phone, a car, all of these things, they have an essence, what they are, what their purpose is, and then they have all of their features and all of those distractions. And again, sometimes we can get so caught up in those things that we only care about the giluyim, the oyer, the look, the smell, the taste, and we don't even care what the essence is, if it actually is doing good for us or bad for us. That's definitely an issue we have to deal with. And the same thing is within people. We can get very caught up with their outer appearance. An outer appearance can go deeper and deeper. It doesn't have to be so physically outer. And we forget about the essence. And the essence, sometimes a person doesn't even know their own essence. And again, the more oyer they have, the more positive oyer they have, the more they can forget the essence. So what people don't realize is, for example, we spoke about before, the essence of a simple yid. That's what the Baal Shem Tov revealed. But the truth of the matter is, the Baal Shem Tov was also revealing that even the tzaddik is unaware of who he really is. It's not only the simple yid doesn't realize that he's a yid. The tzaddik is also distracted by his righteousness and doesn't realize that he has something even greater, and that is the fact that he's a yid. As Reb Levick once said, a simple yid is nothing less than a yid, and Moshe Rabbeinu is nothing more than a yid. So that essence can sometimes be forgotten. And again, it's mainly found where there is helim, where there is nothing else but essence. Just one more little story, and then we'll go back into the Maamar. But I think it's a story that brings out a lot. Reb Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, when he had to run away from the communists, so at that time, his wife gave birth to twins. And when they were born, he was sent a picture of the twins. And that's what he had of them. Later, when they turned three, they had an upshernish. And then his wife managed to send to him a piece of hair of the twins. And when he used to talk about it, he used to speak about that contrast. The picture has the entire picture, image of his child. He's able to see everything about his child. But it's not his child. It's not an ounce of the child, it's just a reflection, just a picture. The here, on the other hand, is only here. It's nothing, it's just here. It's not the whole child, but it's here. It's the essence. It is the child himself. He's touching a part of his child. And that brings out that contrast in a very extreme way. Again, it's possible that it doesn't have to be so extreme, but this brings it out in that extreme way, the difference between essence and giluyim. Etzem and giluyim. Again, maybe we'll get back to some other stuff that we spoke about in the Maamar, but let's go further. Ella, that's what we're holding in the middle of Siv Zayin. after the bracket, sh'af al piken yesh ma'ila b'shem ala oir. There's an advantage of shame over oir, even though oir tells us so much about the ma'ir, so much about the source of light. As we said, if you just see the light, you can know, is it a candlelight, is it moonlight, is it sunlight, is it a torchlight? But there's an advantage of shame over oir, and after our whole akdama, we can already understand that. It's a true reflection of the light, of the source of light, the oir. But huraka arabul vad, it's only a reflection. As opposed to the name, which really tells us nothing, it is very connected to the etzem, and it's, as we said, it actually creates the etzem. And that's why, because the name is so connected to the essence of the person, that's why it can draw the essence. Like someone that's in a state of faint, when a person is in a state of faint, they do not have the oir. They don't have their whole personality. They're asleep. They're unconscious. So their entire conscious self, which is what we're calling oir, as we spoke about, as we said, when someone walks into a room, you get a certain energy, a certain light that they come with, a certain spirit. That's all their conscious self. When they're in a state of faint, they are nothing but etzem. They just exist. They are. But again, they're missing their entire personality. When you call the name of the person, their holy name, their Lashon HaKodesh name, into their ear, so then that will draw them back to themselves. It will draw their unconscious to the conscious. Because again, you're touching the essence. Because again, saying the name is drawing, is awakening the essence. More than that, not only the essence of the entire being is drawn by saying the name of that person, even more. If you call on the essence of a certain specific faculty, you will draw that faculty. As it's explained over there, so if let's say one calls someone intelligent, smart, or kind, even if they are not, in other words, they did not yet express that kindness and that wisdom. So again, their conscious self is not necessarily wise and kind, but in essence, they are kind, and in essence, they are wise. If you call onto it, if you compliment the person and call them wise, what you're really doing is you're actually drawing wisdom from their essence of wisdom, because again, the person is in essence wise. If we call them wise, then we are drawing them into wisdom. Again, so what we're adding in over here is not only when the person calls the name of the person in general do we draw the essence of that person, but also the koiches, the specific faculties and capabilities. If we call them by what they are, then we can draw them into the conscious self. And that's why it's so important to talk to our kids in that way and to ourselves in that way. I am smart. I am strong. I am confident. V'chulu v'chulu. Al derech zeh ulemayla da'ideish karim ayseh yisparak b'shem chacham v'chassad ma'irim shi'atzalei s'ir b'chacham v'chassad af sh'lefnei abri alai hayo ha'chacham v'chassad gam be'lamim kimavur b'tayra ir sham. That's why we, so to speak, compliment Hashem. We say you're wise, you're kind. What we're really doing is we're trying to draw from Hashem's infinity. We're trying to draw Him into kindness, into strength, into judgment, if we need that. We're trying to bring Him into this specific description. And that's why it's explained sometimes that saying the Shemus of Hashem is really reaching the deepest essence of Hashem, even greater than all the 10 character traits of Hashem, even in their own source, not for right now, but when you call Shemus, you're really, really touching the essence. Now, for sure, when a person calls the name of the person, not just a description of a person, wise or kind, but their name, through calling them by their name, we draw their essence into them, and the essence can then be fully expressed in the conscious self. Before we leave off for the next shir, just to mention that the Rebbe, and even the Friedrich Rebbe, sometimes said, when people were in a state of faint and their name wasn't waking them up, the Rebbe said, say the Rebbe's name into their ear, scream the Rebbe's name into their ear, and that will awaken their true essence, because we know the Rebbe, the Nasi Adar, the Reish B'nai Yisrael, is really the essence of all of our essence. Therefore, if you say the Rebbe's name into someone's ear, you're awakening their truest essence. Hamshchi Avei in the next share, Meretz Hashem.